The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. May his peace keep your hearts steady and firm, moving forward with the assurance that he loves you dearly. Well, several messages have been about the Father lately, and there will be more. And if you want to check back on the Heart Dwellers website for God the Father messages, there are quite a few from the past. He really wants us to come and tuck into his heart. I ask the Lord, what is on your heart today, Jesus? He began the chaos which is about to ensue. It is coming, and you must be prepared by counting only on me. And I miss dancing with you. I've been a little short on time, dear ones, and I'm really missing him. A smile flashed across his face as he took my hand and moved to a nearby dance floor for just a few moments. That melted my heart. I want you all to be prepared for the chaos and to keep a straight rudder. Come up higher with your prayers. My people, it can no longer be what you feel like and don't feel like. It is the sobering matter of the salvation of your nation. They are planning to hit you from many different directions so that you could be paralyzed and overwhelmed. Pray against this, please. Lord, I know the enemy is doing that to me on a large scale. Thank you for keeping me on track. Your own has betrayed you by purchasing critical communications and infrastructure components from China, allowing them to deliberately sabotage vital assets. This was deliberate with the enemies of America that are in America. They have not sabotaged me, however. And the last move is mine. But you and all prayer warriors must join in the fight to survive this. It is the praying Christians of this nation that will have the victory. Don't lose hope. This is just a very rough spot. America, I will humble you. I still love you and will lift you back up again in much glory. Yours is to pray and hold on to the stable ground from which I will raise you up again. Keep your head down, beloved. Rely totally on me. I see that you have noticed that you get quick answers when you call upon me and my Holy Spirit. You also have noted that answers come when you call for help. I want you to realize that we are moving into higher ground. Become accustomed to my voice when I answer you. Expect me to answer you in that very moment. Thank you, Jesus. What an answer to prayer. There are more coming. You've been heavily invested with warring angels because of the nature of your ministry for me. Claire, the mandate I gave you in Ezekiel 30 years ago is still the same. Bring the churches together. I am with you both in this, and I will direct you. What I want to get across to you and the who's who of the prophetic world is that I will not be satisfied with any of you who bring division in my church. Evangelical versus Catholic versus Orthodox versus non-denominational. Satan has succeeded in tearing my church apart, and anyone who thinks they have all the answers and the others are the ones in error, anyone who thinks that is blinded by their pride. And I will not be satisfied till all of you humble down and learn from one another. Martin Luther saw the corruption in the church, but others more nefarious used him to divide you all, to lose the intercession of the saints, including my mother, and the body and blood which could have nourished and strengthened you against the plans to divide my body. Now look at where you stand, my people. Scores of denominations, all corrupted, just the way my church was corrupted in previous centuries. It is now a shambles, but nothing will destroy the remnant. I am raising you up, and you will show by brotherly love that we are all one body under me. There are different cultures and ceremonies, but we're all one body and have something in common. And differentiating between the way this is done here and the way it's done there, and making that a standpoint for division, is what I do not want. It's time for the church to unite. It's time for you to recognize my Holy Spirit working in all the denominations. And it's also time for you to go deeper to understand the sacraments of the Catholic Church. You are missing some information. Thank you, Lord. I know you can do what no one else can do. I trust you, Lord. I'm praying and looking to ways that I can help the body unite with your grace. Amen.